I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 23rd. A new concept convenience store is coming to Quincy. Neon Marketplace will open at the site of the former Tom O'Brien car dealership at the corner of Southern Artery and Washington Street in Quincy Point soon. Licensing board this week approved of the new store, which will feature convenience items, hot prepared meals, coffee, beer and wine, at a self-service gas station. Some neighbors expressed concern about traffic impacts from the new store. However, the applicant said they would create landscaping and other measures that would mitigate the traffic and noise impacts. The site has sat vacant since the car dealership left. The new shop will be open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and managed by Kyle Roberg. The licensing board approved of the new shop in a unanimous vote this week. The water is safe for swimming at all 13 Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach this week. Results of tests taken earlier this week indicate safe levels of bacteria in the water. Beach water is tested every week between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Warning signs would be posted if bacteria levels exceed safe limits, advising people to swim at their own risk. 8 people are displaced and 2 restaurants are temporarily closed following a fire that broke out on the top floor of a mixed-use building that houses a restaurant in Boston's North End. The Boston Fire Department said it first received reports of a fire in the area of 288 Hanover Street at about 5:45 p.m. and encountered heavy smoke conditions when they arrived. Firefighters were working on the roof of the building that houses Ristorante Saraceno on the first and second floors and apartments on the third and fourth floors above it. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey said a second alarm was struck early and crews were able to knock down the fire on the interior of the fourth floor. Dempsey said there were no injuries among civilians or firefighters, but noted that 2 dogs were rescued from the building. Hanover Street remained closed to traffic last night while firefighters remained at the scene to monitor hotspots. Ristorante Saraceno and Bella Vista are now closed as the owners assess the water damage. Trattoria 2 Panino owner Frank DiPasquale said both Ristorante Saraceno and Bella Vista are owned by the same family. Dempsey estimates that Ristorante Saraceno and Bella Vista should be able to reopen within a few days. Cause the fire is still under investigation. A Brockton family learned they may not be able to return to their home after a fire tore through their house yesterday afternoon. Fire heavily damaged the rear of the 2-family home, destroyed the roof, and burned the pickup truck in the driveway. James Ocasio was the only one in the house at the time of the blaze. He was working at his home office when he noticed smoke out his window. Ocasio lived in the home with his family and in-laws. Firefighters said that because the house is located on a dead-end street, it was difficult to control the flames. The cause of that fire also under investigation. Governor Baker and Democratic leaders in the House and Senate are at odds over temporarily suspending the state's gas tax. Senate President Karen Spilka and House Speaker Ron Mariano issued a statement yesterday in response to questions about the 24-cent per gallon gas tax. Statement said, "We hear from our constituents loud and clear that their dollars aren't going as far as they used to, and we believe the legislature has a role to play in providing relief. But we fear that, as many economists have warned, a gas tax holiday would result in billions of dollars in profits for oil companies and only pennies in the pockets of consumers." Baker, however, said it's time for lawmakers to deliver some relief. He said he supports passing legislation to suspend the state's gas tax, pointing to President Biden, who yesterday called on Congress to suspend federal gas and diesel taxes for 3 months. He said thanks to a balanced budget combined with surplus tax revenues, there's more than enough funding available to suspend the gas tax, pass a tax relief plan, and invest in Massachusetts' future. A voting rights bill designed to ensure that mail-in ballots and early voting become permanent fixtures in future Massachusetts elections was signed into law yesterday by Governor Baker. The new law, which had passed the Democrat-controlled House and Senate by wide margins, would also increase ballot access for voters with disabilities and service members overseas. It would make sure eligible voters who are incarcerated can request a mail-in ballot and take steps to modernize the state's election administration process. The law does not include provisions that would let individuals both register and vote on Election Day, a change sought by some activists. Many of the voting options included in the new law proved popular in Massachusetts during the 2020 election at the height of the pandemic, when some voters were leery of heading to crowded polling locations. Preparations are underway to ensure that the changes will be in effect for the September 6 state primary election, according to Secretary of State Bill Galvin, whose office oversees elections. The law will let registered voters vote by mail for any presidential, state, or municipal primary or election, set aside 2 weeks, including 2 weekends of early voting in person, for biennial state elections, and 1 week, including a weekend for presidential or state primaries, and move the voter registration deadline from 20 to 10 days before a preliminary primary or general election. Secretary of State's required under the new law to send out mail-in ballot applications with return postage guaranteed to registered voters 45 days before any state election, while hosting an online portal where voters can request ballots in multiple languages. The law also provides for electronic voting options for overseas voters, including military personnel. More than 3.6 million residents cast ballots in the state's 2020 general election, totaling 76% of all registered voters. Of those, 42% voted by mail in the general election, and another 23% voted during early voting windows. Highest court in Massachusetts ruling that the wording of a ballot question for a proposed millionaire tax constitutional amendment is legal, and the measure can go before voters in November. The amendment that, if passed, would impose a 4% surtax on the portion of an individual's annual income that exceeds $1 million, had been challenged by business groups, some lawmakers, and other voters, who said that wording of the Attorney General approved summary of the question that said revenues raised by the surtax would be spent on education and transportation is completely misleading. Supreme Court, in its decision, said the one-sentence statements describing the effects of a yes vote and a no vote are in compliance with the state constitution. Supporters have said the measure could generate about $1.9 billion in annual revenue. The state's constitution currently requires all income to be taxed at uniform rates. The $1 million threshold would be adjusted each year to reflect cost of living increases. The Massachusetts High Technology Council, a business group behind the lawsuit, said it fears a summary of the question and a one-sentence statement about the effect of a yes vote could be misleading if they suggest the money could only be spent on education and transportation. Instead, the money is subject to appropriation by lawmakers, meaning there's no guarantee, according to critics, arguing the question should be barred from the ballot unless clarifying language is included in both the summary and one-sentence yes vote statements. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow is down 47 points, the NASDAQ down 16, the S&P fell 4. Asian stocks mostly higher after the Fed said U.S. Central Bank wants to avoid causing a recession, but one is possible as it raises interest rates to cool surging inflation. Dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at about $104 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Detroit 6-2. They are in Cleveland tomorrow night at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some clouds with scattered showers and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 56. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high of 80. Hazy, hot, and humid Saturday, high 90. Hazy, hot, and humid Sunday, high 91. Out on the water, waves 2 feet. Southeasterly winds gust to 20 later today. High tide just before 8 a.m. Sunrise at 5:07, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 23rd.